Hello, I'm Mrs. B. Welcome to Lifeline English, the podcast that helps you know God and know English. You can read the written script for today's lesson online at lifelineenglish.com. Today, I want to teach you three words. The first word is so. To sew means to use a needle and thread to connect pieces of cloth together. Do you know how to sew? If you sew, you can make clothes. A machine that sews is called a sewing machine. The second word is fig. Can you say fig? No, not pig. Fig. Figs are a fruit. They are small, soft, and sweet. Figs are usually brown or green. I like to eat figs. Figs grow on fig trees. Fig trees have big leaves. The last word is hide. Can you say hide? When we don't want others to see something, we hide it. Hide means to conceal, to cover up. We hide treasures so that no one steals them. Criminals hide themselves from police officers. They do not want the police officers to know where they are. Children play hide and seek. In this game, one child looks for other children who are all hiding from him. The past tense of hide is irregular. It is not hided. The past tense of hide is hid. Okay, now let's hear a story that uses our new words. In our past stories, God told the man not to eat the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden. God told the man that he would die if he ate the fruit. But the snake told the woman that they would not die if they ate the fruit. He told her that their eyes would be opened and they would be like God. What will happen if they eat the fruit? You will find out in today's story. This story is called The First Sin. When I ask a question, I will leave a space. You can answer my question. Then I will say the answer. You can compare your answer with my answer.
The woman saw that the tree was good for food, beautiful, and would make people wise.
Who saw that the tree was good? The woman saw that the tree was good. Did God say that the tree was good? No. God did not say that the tree was good. Was the tree ugly? No, the tree was not ugly. It was beautiful. Did the tree look dangerous? No, the tree looked beautiful. Would the tree make animals wise? No, the tree would make people wise.
So, she took some fruit from the tree and ate it.
Did the snake hand some fruit to the woman? No, the snake did not hand some fruit to the woman. The woman took some fruit. Who ate? The woman ate. What did the woman eat? The woman ate fruit. From where did the woman take the fruit? The woman took the fruit from the tree. What did the woman do when she took the fruit? She ate it. When the woman took the fruit, she ate it.
She also gave some to her husband, who was with her.
What did she give? She gave some fruit. Who gave the fruit? The woman gave the fruit. Who received the fruit? Her husband received the fruit. Did the man give the fruit to the woman? No, the woman gave the fruit to the man. Where was her husband? Her husband was with her. Did her husband say anything to the snake? No, her husband said nothing to the snake.
And he ate it.
Who ate? The man ate. What did the man eat? The man ate the fruit. Did the man obey God? No, the man ate the fruit. Did the fruit eat the man? No, the man ate the fruit.
Then their eyes were opened, and they saw that they were naked.
What was opened? Their eyes were opened. When were their eyes opened? Their eyes were opened when they ate the fruit. Whose eyes were opened? The eyes of the woman and her husband were opened. What did they see? They saw that they were naked.
So they sewed together fig leaves and made clothes for themselves.
In this sentence, the first so is spelled S-O. It means for this reason. The second so is spelled S-E-W. This so means to use thread to join things together. For this reason, they joined fig leaves together with thread and made clothes. For what reason did they make clothes? They made clothes because they saw that they were naked. They made clothes to cover their nakedness. Who made clothes? The woman and her husband made clothes. Who were the clothes for? The clothes were for themselves. Did they make the clothes from cotton? No, they made the clothes from fig leaves. How did they make the clothes? They sewed together fig leaves.
Then they heard the Lord God walking in the garden.
Who heard a noise? The man and his wife heard a noise. Did a police car make the noise? No, a police car did not make the noise. Who made the noise? The Lord God made the noise. How did the Lord God make the noise? The Lord God made the noise by walking. Was the Lord God running? No, the Lord God was walking. Were Adam and Eve walking? No, the Lord God was walking. Where was the Lord God walking? Lord God was walking in the garden.
This was during the cool part of the day.
What was the temperature when God was walking? It was cool. The temperature was cool. Was all of the day cool? No, only part of the day was cool. Was it nighttime? No, it was daytime.
And the man and his wife hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden.
Did God hide? No, God did not hide. Who hid? The man and his wife hid. From whom did they hide? They hid from the Lord God. Where did they hide? They hid among the trees in the garden. Did the man and his wife want God to see them? No, they did not want God to see them. Let's listen to the whole story together.
The woman saw that the tree was good for food, beautiful, and would make people wise. So she took some fruit from the tree and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then their eyes were opened, and they saw that they were naked. So they sewed together fig leaves and made clothes for themselves. Then they heard the Lord God walking in the garden. This was during the cool part of the day. And the man and his wife hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden.
This story is written in the third person. Let's change the story to the first person. This is how the story would sound if the woman told it. See how the pronouns change. I saw that the tree was good for food, beautiful, and would make people wise. So I took some fruit from the tree and ate it. I also gave some to my husband, who was with me, and he ate it. Then our eyes were opened, and we realized we were naked. So we sewed together fig leaves and made clothes for ourselves. Then we heard the Lord God walking in the garden. This was during the cool part of the day. And we hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden. Will God find them? In our next story, you will learn what happens. Do you have questions? You can write me. Go to our website, lifelineenglish.com. Until next time, may Jesus help you know Him. and no English. Goodbye.
Jesus, only Savior.